Hello, hello, hello. Long time no hear from friends. Know it's been a minute. Haven't recorded anything. Just kind of just been living life, you know, day to day, same old, same old. A new year has come. Old one has gone. So we're going to try this podcast thing again. Once again, my name is Brandy Backus. And I am going to do something different starting off now. And I will update the information for the name of the podcast. I'm not going to call it the Chop Shop anymore. So the name of the new podcast will be the Early Childhood Educator Podcast. Okay, the ECE Podcast. And I'm going to keep up all the old episodes that I post because that is what I started with. But I'm going to go in a different direction now to speak more on something that I am passionate about and something I think that is affecting a lot of us. If we have kids, if you work with children, and so forth and so on. So let's get started. So quick question. What's going on with the kids? I don't have an answer. I have assumptions. I mean, you look at all the different headlines, you know, a child, 6-year-old child shoots a teacher in Virginia. Another child just recently, I think, brought a gun to school, was going to threaten to shoot a teacher, I think, or if they shot the teacher, I don't know. I remember reading something about it. Or the young lady, the high school student in Georgia who attacked a teacher. Teacher fell, broke her legs. She's can't work now. That incident, you know, I saw another video, a child probably maybe third grade, just tearing the classroom up. You know, the teacher has to try to protect these other kids and get them out the classroom. And, you know, I saw another video, a young man just totally cursing out the teacher and being a disruption in the classroom. So what's going on? Why is this happening? Why is this happening in school systems with the kids? Why is it so difficult for other kids to learn in environments like this? Do you think your child can learn in an environment like that with another child being disruptive every day, tearing up a classroom, being irate, being aggressive, verbally abusive? How do you feel about sending your children out into the world to where they're supposed to be getting an education and they have to be subject to behavior like this from their peers? Like I said, the name of the new podcast is ECE Podcast, Early Childhood Educator Podcast, which I am an early childhood educator. I've been working with children for over 20 years. I work at the early childhood level. That's from really like 6 weeks to 5 years old, but I haven't worked with infants. I have worked with 2-year-olds currently. I am working with 3- and 4-year-olds, which is the preschool age group. Okay, I worked at a very reputable and accredited facility for over 7 years, where I worked with nothing but mostly Caucasian children, Indian children, had a African child at one point, biracial children. I have worked with all races of children. Okay, currently I am in a program where it is 100% total African-American children in a very I would call it a upper middle class black area where I work, and it's being regentrified And so you do have some white people in that area now. But it is known, the area I work at is called, in the area I work in is called Bronzeville. Bronzeville is a very historic part of Chicago, the south side of Chicago. It's where black people came from the south after slavery. And they couldn't go past King Drive, or was it State Street? I think it might be State Street. They couldn't go past. So all the black people were really in this one area, and that's why they call it Bronzeville. It was, and it still is, but back then, like when it really got its name and the migration happened, it was one of the most prominent black areas on the south side of Chicago. Black businesses, black schools, and to this day, it's still a lot of black businesses in that area. The place I work for is a black-owned business. And like I said, the clientele is 100% African-American families. We have had some biracial families at some point, but right now it's completely African-American. And the parents are, you know, what would I say? I would say the parents are highly educated people, very good career-driven people, professional people, and they have some beautiful black children. So doing this type of work over the years, I have seen behaviors. And I can remember being in school for early childhood education, and one of my professors had told us that if we continue on to be wanting to be early childhood teachers, to go into special education, meaning special needs, what we call it now, because that's where all the money was going to go. And I wish I would have listened because the special needs cases are through the roof. Like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm in my 40s. I started doing this in my 20s. And over the years, I had to take many trainings, read books when I was in school, you know, the things I had to learn about child development, how the brain develops, different behaviors. I had to learn all these theories from Freud, Piaget, Maslow, all the theories that theorists who work with children. So a lot of that stuff I remember and some I don't because it's been so long, but it does ring true to what I see today. And like, again, I said, this is a new direction I'm going in just to give insight on what I'm seeing at an early age in children that can probably lead to different problems as they enter elementary school and also high school. And like I said, again, just going back to the behaviors are definitely changing. I see it. I see so much autism in children now than what I seen maybe no more than even like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Autism is very high. It's also a disorder called sensory processing disorder. I'm not really going to get into that tonight. I will be doing more podcasts and I'm breaking down different disorders, different signs and symptoms and traits in children that you can look out for. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I am an early childhood educator. I go off of experience. I cannot diagnose a child, but I can recognize patterns in children as I have interacted with them over the years to say, this is what I see in children time and time again, the same behaviors, the same patterns. So after a child may have probably been diagnosed. Or like I said, just seeing these same patterns and reading, keeping myself aware of what's going on out here with these kids, because I have to, I work with them. So I want to be familiar with the different things that's going on out here with them developmentally. So I can speak from experience, and that's all I'm speaking from is experience. But getting back to like the behaviors and all these incidents we're seeing in children, you know, bringing guns to school and guns, that's a whole nother topic. But you know, when a 6-year-old child brings a weapon to school and shoots a teacher, there's definitely something wrong. And so we say, well, who's to blame for this? Is it mental health? Is it some type of disorder? Is it social emotional problems? Is it parenting? I think it's all of those things, personally. And I do feel like parents don't take a lot of responsibility on how they're raising their kids with all this new gentle parenting type thing. Well, whoever came up with that, you know what I mean? But we're going to get off into a whole lot of this stuff. I plan on making a podcast, an episode, probably. I want to try to do one a week. If I could do more, then I will. But I just want to kind of touch base with people who do listen and support. Thank you so much. Like I said, I'm going in a different route. This is going to be the Early Childhood Educator Podcast, where I will be talking about early childhood education, different things to affect children as far as behavior and their development, different teaching strategies you can use to help work with your children. So we're gonna get into some things and talk about some other things and switch it up a little bit, okay? So I'm gonna keep this real brief. I just want to come on, do that, kind of set the tone for what's coming, and I hope that you listen. Be blessed, people. Good night. Morning? Good morning. Long time no see. I ain't even gonna waste no time. Let's get right into it, because I am really prompted to do this tonight, because this is heavy on my mind. You know, once again, I am from Chicago, and over the weekend, it was really nice here, and it was a problem again in our downtown part of Chicago, where we have Millennium Park and, you know, the skyline, and people who are not familiar with Chicago, if you visit, then you know what I'm talking about. Dozens, hundreds of kids flocked down there. And I guess they did like a social media blast. And this is not the first time this has happened down there. But the imagery is so heartbreaking, and the imagery angers me to see these kids act like this. Now, once again, it's the EEC podcast, Early Childhood Education Podcast, where I will touch on child development and development of children overall. You know, children grow up. They're not 2, 3, 4 forever. You know, they go through stages in life and they continue to develop for a very long time. The brain, you think about that. When a child is born, a child's brain is a clean slate. It's hungry for information. You know what I mean? So it's important to put proper information in a child's brain early to help with their development. But, yeah, I put a pin in the situation that happened here in Chicago, but I'm going to get back to that, okay? But I'm going to tell you what I do know and what I do see and what I do feel, because, yes, I live in society. I deal with this. You know, I'm not raising a teenager or a young child, but I work with very young children. And early on, like I said before, you see things in kids' development that isn't normal.
okay? Autism, this is Autism Awareness Month. The spectrum of autism is so range. The range is so vast. Okay, you got autism, you got ADHD, you got ADD, you got sensory processing disorder, you got behavior disorder, aggression behavior. It's a lot going on with these kids early, as babies. I'm talking about. I see it. I've been doing what I do. I've been working with kids over 20 years. I have seen the change in behavior as far as so many children with special needs. And you think about that. You think about a child who this is going unnoticed. What are the pediatricians not seeing? Or, you know, what are the parents? Are they in denial, or you don't feel like nothing is wrong or something is off? Like, we got to pay better attention to our children and their behaviors. Seriously. You know, all kids do develop at a different rate. I know this. But I also know that if things like this go unaddressed, these behavior problems and these disorders, they're continuing growing with this. They're just coping or trying to cope with these emotions and feelings, or uncontrolled feelings or impulses and overstimulation. Like, they're really having to grow without the proper guidance on how to deal with these things. And you end up with what the hell happened down in Chicago. Because, and then this generation, and I'm sorry, yes, parents should be held accountable. They really, really should. Because parents are not putting real expectations in their kids no more. Parents are not setting boundaries and handing out discipline where their kids feel like they would never do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And as a teacher, I feel like roles of authority are not respected. That's why you see shit like kids fighting with teachers. You know what I'm saying? That would never happen in our day. Why is that? Because our parents didn't raise us to be that way. And the people back there were different, old school. I'm old school. I got old school ways of thinking. You know what I mean? And I just feel like the role of the teacher is not respected by the parents. So the kids are not going to show no respect for that. It was a time a teacher was an authority figure. You know what I mean? It's just wild. And it all ties in together from, like I said, me working with young kids and just seeing it. And I really do feel like if kids are being born with these things and it's not being addressed, it's not, and it's just crazy to me that parents don't know or don't see it. Like, and like I'm saying, the pediatricians, or do parents do know? They just not telling nobody. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't get it. But this new society of young people and the way people are parenting and spoiling kids and giving them everything they want, and they can fuck up in school, barely pass, and go to school, and, you know, don't want to work and don't want to clean their room. You know, how many people I know who had teenagers say how dirty their kids' rooms be? And I mean, it's unreal. They tow up people's cars here in Chicago. They were on top of buses. And it just looks so bad. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for those parents who probably don't even know their kids was down there. You know what I mean? And it's sad. After that, all parents should put strict lockdown on their kids, even if they wasn't there or not. Not going out this fucking house. Like, it gotta be something gotta be done. But they can't control their kids, cause shit, they living in their own world, right? They got they working, they friends, and I mean, it's just a terrible situation. Terrible situation.